With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two atmospheric rivers are bearing down on California. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the back-to-back storms will compound.
Between the two atmospheric rivers, the one that's currently coming into the state today and tonight, and the one that's going to be coming in this weekend, between the two of them, we are going to be looking at some rather significant impacts, I think, for flooding. And so the one that occurs this weekend will be relatively strong, it appears, and there will be heavy rainfall associated with that, and it will drive additional concerns for flooding.
The California Governor's Office of Emergency Services has activated its operations center. President Biden's job approval is down in the latest Reuters Ipsos poll.
The newly released poll findings show a decline in support for the president during January. His approval rating dropped to 38%, down from 40% in December. Americans expressed a rising concern about immigration, up sharply from the month before. The economy remained the public's overall top concern. It's not just Republicans giving Joe Biden low marks. Nearly half of Democrats surveyed said the country was on the wrong track. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House passed a roughly $79 billion tax cut package, expanding the child tax credit for millions of families and restoring three key tax breaks for businesses. Prospects for the measure becoming law are still uncertain, but for a House that has struggled to get bills of consequence over the finish line and signed into law, the tax legislation represents a rare breakthrough. The bill passed by a vote of 357-70. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points, the Nasdaq dropping 345, the S&P 500 lower by 79, and oil down to $75.85 a barrel. This is SRN News. Donald Trump wins another endorsement.
Operation Rescue is throwing its weight behind the former president. Troy Newman, who heads the pro-life ministry, says, quote, President Trump has earned our support. His strong pro-life record speaks for itself. We must now work together to halt the radical abortion expansion agenda of the Biden-Harris regime. Mr. Trump is perhaps most lauded by pro-lifers for appointing three new Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As pro-life laws go into effect in many states, a growing number of women are using telehealth to obtain abortion drugs. In a telehealth abortion, a woman's evaluated remotely by an abortion doctor and then receives abortion pills in the mail. Nearly 1 in 10 abortions in the U.S. are now done via telehealth. However, the practice is being challenged in court by pro-life activists. The Supreme Court will decide on the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus FDA this year. This is SRN News. A U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack late on Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely, a guided missile destroyer. The military's central command says the Gravely shot down the missile. A Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack in a statement on Wednesday morning. He called it a victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and a response to the American-British aggression against our country. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The attacks have imperiled shipping in a key global trade route. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. imposed sanctions on three Sudanese firms it accuses of being directly connected to the warring forces in Sudan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.